Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will be able to get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. For we are each responsible for our own conduct. In the previous couple of verses, Paul spoke of the importance of us helping other people to carry their heavy burdens. Now he reminds the Galatians that they have their own burdens to bear. The word he uses is also used of a soldier's pack. That is to say, we all have a certain amount that we have to carry alone. We have responsibilities to bear, and sometimes we just need to get on with it and do the very best that we can. When our lives come to an end, the Lord will not ask us whether we lived like Abraham, Moses, Elijah, Martin Luther, or Mother Teresa. He will ask us whether we lived the lives that he called us to live. Perhaps you have the awesome responsibility of being a shop worker, or a cleaner, a teacher, an accountant, an MP, or a carer. Whatever it is, God wants us to be the very best that we can be. Comparing ourselves to other people totally misses the point, because the Lord is not calling us to be anybody other than the person that we are. Spending energy comparing ourselves with others or feeling like a failure because we're not more like someone else is a complete waste of time. Each of us has our own pack to carry. Imperfect as it inevitably is, we need to get on and make the very best of what God has put in our hands. That's exactly what the Apostle Paul did. He was faced with a continual barrage of criticism and sometimes violent opposition. He had to live with his thorn in the flesh, which was a continual burden for him. But he knew he had a job to do, and he got on with it. May God bless us today as we seek to do just the same. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you are with us every moment of every day. Help us always to give our best to you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.